Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
When an FPS title knocks it out of the park, it can influence the entire industry for many years afterwards. Many of the entries on this list have been imitated, but never beaten, and continue to resonate with the community to this day. I'm Jess from What Culture, and here are the 10 best FPS campaigns of all time. Number 10, Titanfall 2. Of the many FPS franchises that rose and fell in the 7th and 8th generations, one of the most underrated was Titanfall, which boasted two main releases to its name from 2014 to 2016. Many developers who started Respawn were former employees at Infinity Ward, so they clearly knew their way around crafting a compelling FPS experience. Their first project, 2014's Titanfall, was a moderate success. Touted as an Xbox One exclusive at first, its blend of on-foot action and stomping titans created a unique multiplayer battleground. This did come at the expense of a campaign, however, which some found fault with at the time. After Titanfall was met with a moderately decent critical reception, Respawn Entertainment pushed ahead to craft a far superior follow-up. Regretfully, their best efforts were undone by publisher EA, as the release of Titanfall 2 was sandwiched in with DICE's Battlefield 1, which released to higher fanfare. The sequel offered a solid campaign mode that was sadly let down by weaker sales and marketing. It really stood out in an age of multiplayer shooters, though. Perhaps the biggest surprise was how it managed to create a strong bond between leading man Jack Cooper and his Titan BT-7274, resulting in a much more engaging story. Number 9, Wolfenstein: The New Order. Since its beginnings in 1992, the Wolfenstein franchise has been a regular fixture in the FPS scene. Its tongue-in-cheek action and steampunk tone managed to keep it relevant with 2001's Return to Castle Wolfenstein, which drew in a massive following from players. The series did have some growing pains going into the 7th generation. 2009's Wolfenstein wasn't a bad game at all, but it did feel kind of generic when you compare it to its superior predecessors. Along came Machine Games, though, who sought to strike out in a different direction. In 2014, they completely forgo a multiplayer component in favor of a dedicated campaign. This would turn out to be a great move, as Wolfenstein: The New Order found high praise from fans and critics alike. The game places BJ Blazkowicz in a brutal world ruled by the Nazis. Somehow, he's got to rip apart this dictatorship at its foundations and forms a deep connection with the small band of resistance fighters. What Wolfenstein: The New Order did was revive the series for a more serious campaign that felt distinctly human. Unlike previous entries, you really do care about the characters. The crunchy shooting and action was just the icing on the cake. It was easily one of 2014's most standout titles as a result. Number 8, Metro Last Light. Now we're entering into post-apocalyptic territory. While many would point to the likes of Fallout for this subgenre, other more recent franchises have resonated with the masses. The Metro franchise belongs in this camp, having achieved high acclaim over the last decade. In the tunnels beneath a ruined Moscow, humanity clings to survival, splintering off into different factions in a relentlessly bleak story. This style of apocalyptic horror made it a great fit for an immersive first-person shooter. The property was handled by 4A Games, who released their first title in 2010. Metro 2033 was a worthwhile outing, but its weaknesses in stealth gameplay and overly railroaded tutorials did stick out as points of critique. 3 years later, and it was time to follow it up. Luckily for fans, Metro Last Light made an even bigger impression. The 2013 title is a substantial improvement on the original, delivering a tale of close bonds, claustrophobic encounters, and the worst of humanity to boot. Every element of gameplay has seen improvement, alongside a staggering level of detail in its ruined world. It successfully put 4A games alongside the most proficient developers in the genre. Number 7, Borderlands 2. After washing their hands of Brothers in Arms, Gearbox headed deeper into the seventh generation with Borderlands. Nowadays, it feels like the only AAA franchise who's got its loot system right, where others rely on insulting monetization schemes. From the get-go, Borderlands built its name on being a looter shooter with a bazillion guns to find in crates and other hidey holes. The original 2009 release was well received, but stopped somewhat short of critical acclaim, but its 2012 sequel quickly rectified that. Borderlands 2 took everything people loved about the first and drastically expanded on it. More varied character skill trees, creative weapons, and wacky humor were all crammed into a massive package. In addition to being an awesome campaign for one player, it was greatly enhanced when you added three more. The enemies and level system all scaled to match your party for a massively replayable experience. In their battle against Handsome Jack, the four Vault Hunters of Borderlands 2 partake in a brilliant and well-written campaign. It fully embraces its silliness and cel-shaded art style to deliver the most vibrant campaign on this list. And things got even better with the countless expansions that arrived over the next year. Number 6, Far Cry 3. As one of Ubisoft's premier franchises, Far Cry had already maintained a steady following with the first two titles. What's interesting about this series, though, is how each new entry ventures into a new setting and tone. The first was a mixture of island combat and horror, the second was a gritty civil war in Africa, and the third heads into more psychological territory. As Jason Brody, it's up to you to rescue your friends from a life of slavery, teaming up with the Rakyat tribe to bring down the island's brutal rulers. Easily the most widely enjoyed in the Far Cry series, it lets the player loose in a tropical paradise gone wrong alongside charismatic villains. Of course, we all remember Vaas, the sadistic pirate who serves as the leading antagonist for most of the game. In addition to a deadly conflict, Far Cry 3 explores the depths Jason is willing to go. While he isn't the most engaging of characters, Brody goes on a dark descent that gives him a taste of power and status that he's never felt before. The playground offered to players in Far Cry 3 is not only filled with things to do, but also closely tied in with its story.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Number 5, Doom 2016. Like Wolfenstein before it, Doom was a regular presence in the FPS landscape. It led the way for much of the genre's early development while cooking up a fair bit of controversy in the process. Across multiple sequels, the series would slip underground after 2004's Doom 3. As the genre began to change, its developer had a tricky time figuring out how to fit it into the new landscape. Heading back to the drawing board, id Software settled on a game that would return to the old-school style of shooters. Doom 2016 completely rejects the stop-and-pop modern military style that had dominated the genre for years. There's no regenerative health or hiding behind cover here. You're blasting your way around levels, ripping and tearing through the enemies with a rocking soundtrack backing up the gameplay. It also tosses aside a complex story in favor of raw, satisfying combat. As such, it's one of the fastest and most ferocious FPS campaigns to date, putting you in the boots of an unstoppable killing machine. Every decision id Software made is fully in tune with making the player feel awesome. In addition to being one of the best campaigns in recent years, Doom 2016 is also one of the best reboots. Number 4, BioShock. Bit of cheating here as it leans towards the immersive sim genre, but BioShock simply cannot be ignored. As the spiritual successor to System Shock, it was the project of Irrational Games and released in 2007. It quickly became one of the most widely beloved titles of that year. Set in the 1960s, we follow Jack, a seemingly ordinary individual who stumbles across the underwater city of Rapture following a plane crash. Descending into the depths, Jack finds an idealistic metropolis turned nightmare. Crazed mutants roam the halls and lumbering behemoths harvest a drug called Adam via the use of creepy little sisters. What set the game apart from other shooters was how you could build the kind of playstyle you wanted to exploit. You could take on lightning and fire-based plasmids to become a master of the elements, or you could go for a more mind-bending approach. The further you go, the more twisted the story becomes, thus further enveloping the player. Offering an unparalleled level of atmosphere, BioShock's underwater city is just as big a star as its varied combat. It's utterly fascinating to explore the ruined halls and unravel all of Rapture's darkest mysteries. To this day, it still remains a masterwork in art and design. Number 3, Half-Life 2. A name many gamers are familiar with, Valve Corporation has proven itself time and again as one of the best creators in the business. The release of Half-Life in 1998 put them on the map, and from there they continued to go from strength to strength. After revolutionizing the FPS genre with the original Half-Life, Valve did it again in 2004. With the sequel, the venerable developer made massive strides in facial animation, in-game physics, and seamless storytelling. From start to finish, the player is placed in control of the protagonist, with no cutscenes or scripted moments that would interrupt the campaign. 20 years after the original game, Gordon Freeman is released in a grim future in which humanity is ruled over by the Combine. He once again dons the HEV suit and, with Alex Vance at his side, aims to topple the alien race from power. His mission takes him from the inner city to the coast and back again as the Lambda Resistance steps up their efforts to fight off the menace. Paced to near perfection, Half-Life 2's collection of set pieces and seamless storytelling made it a modern classic. This same excellent development prowess continued into the game's episodic expansions, which took advantage of new settings and scenarios. Number 2, Halo 3. In 2007, video games went mainstream, and by far the most successful release of that year was Halo 3. As the most anticipated title of all time, it had some massive shoes to fill. Luckily for fans and newcomers alike, Bungie was more than able to deliver the goods. The tagline of "finish the fight" anchored the game's launch, and when players got their hands on it, Halo 3 lived up to its name. As Master Chief engages both the Covenant and the Flood in a final confrontation, the campaign doles out 9 varied and highly enjoyable missions. What makes all of them so engaging is the numerous encounters driven by an excellent gameplay sandbox and some of the best enemy AI in the business. The way foes, vehicles, allies, and equipment all react to each other has always been key to Halo's success, and the third entry is arguably its finest showcase. The finale of the trilogy showed Bungie at the peak of their powers, inching out the other entries thanks to a great variety of levels. Halo 1 had some repetitive levels here and there, and Halo 2 had its shorter length and disappointing ending. Halo 3, on the other hand, is a seamless balance of solid action and a conclusive story. Number 1, Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare. Last but not least, we come to Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare, Infinity Ward's magnum opus that remains a textbook example of how to craft an excellent campaign. And before we get into it, you better tell me if we missed your favorite down in the comments, but okay, let me keep going. Moving the franchise into the present day for the first time, we follow a set of soldiers as they attempt to track down Middle Eastern dictator Al-Assad and his Russian financier Zakhev. What follows is an action rollercoaster that manages to maintain the more grounded nature that the series once embraced. As opposed to an over-the-top power fantasy, Call of Duty 4 continues the mantra that no soldier fights alone. In essence, Modern Warfare's single-player mode is heavily modeled after classic thrillers. As SAS operative Soap McTavish, you're conducting precise tactical operations. Whereas with Sergeant Paul Jackson, the player is planted on more direct, large-scale military engagements. Alternating between these perspectives allows the campaign to create superb pacing. Yet the levels we all remember often come through the many set pieces. All Ghillied Up is by far the franchise's best stealth mission. In short, Call of Duty 4 has a masterful campaign, one that catapulted its franchise to superstardom and set the standard for what an FPS campaign could do. Countless FPS titles, including its own franchise, are attempting to replicate it to this day, and most of them, if not all of them, are falling short left and right.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.